It's the JD Welsh Premier League podcast. Remember us? We used to be famous once. We used to do this quite regularly. Happy New Year, everybody. We missed you over Christmas. I was slaving away covering minority English football. Jonah was on his executive yacht travelling around the world. And he's back. That must mean he's run out of things to do. You all right?
Yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. Lovely to be back on the podcast and... I hope everybody enjoyed the Christmas period.
Now, there was lots of things happening over the Christmas period. We're not going to ignore them, but in the spirit of New Year, new attitude, let's cut straight to the chase. Look straight ahead to all the 5-15 games this weekend, but actually, to be honest with you, majority conversation on the one that's probably got more riding on it. Llandudno and the Druids. What's your thoughts?
Great game, great occasion for both clubs. The Druids, I think... as much as I know, we all know we don't know everything, but I think they're one of the clubs, if they were budget-wise, I think they'd do well to stay out of the relegation area, honestly. So for Hughie Griffiths to get him in a playoff, a one-game playoff for the top six, he's done an absolutely tremendous job. Still a long way to go because it's all about Saturday. Antland did know young Ewan Williams has come and took over from Alan Morgan. Everything... Morgs was doing quite a good job, but Ewan has sustained the good stuff that Morgan was doing, and they're in with a chance. So both clubs and both managers, whoever wins this game, would have done a tremendous job to get their teams into the top six, because it's a big ask this year, and no disrespect, but there are bigger clubs and more established clubs than these two, who a lot of people might have expected to get in the top six, and they're not there. So to both of them, well done. And, you know, whoever wins, all the best. But it's going to be a brilliant game.
Like, you talk to these managers probably more than I do because, you know, you've got the hotline with them. But let's talk about Hughie, right? I know what you're saying. There's a thought that they're really punching above their weight and everybody probably thought that they were going to be in the relegation scrap, etc., etc. But he's at a stage now and his team have delivered a stage where actually at one stage they were third in the league this season. And everybody now, in their mind, thinks it is a side that should be top six. So actually, if they don't get top six now, I know you're going to say, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, they've tried hard, brave triers and all that sort of stuff, and there's always the Europa League. But it's an element of pressure and disappointment because we've seen them rise now and we expect them to be in that zone.
I half understand what you're saying, but the stats I know it's not all about money, so I don't want to keep going on about that, right? Because you build teams, and your Leicester Cities are invented through teamwork, and then you can beat your giant teams, and that's what Hughie's trying to do at Kevin Druids, and he's been quite successful with it. Before the Druids to get into the top six. I've spoken to a few of their players, right? They understand, right? If your basic aim at the beginning of the season is to finish above the relegation places and you make this top six playoff, right? You've made your Europe after 22 games. You also get a free shot at Europe, but to finish in the top six for a club like the Druids, I know what you're saying, Mark, but genuinely, if they finish in the top six, they've done a tremendous job.
And we'll talk about Llandudno in a minute, but we have to use Llandudno as an example of the first season they came up. They were playing in Europe, and everybody looks at that and says, well, actually, maybe it's not that hard to get a European position in the Welsh Premier League.
Well, Llandudno did it. The Met almost did it. So, you know, Barry have come in this season for their first year, and they're unlucky not to, they're only one game away from being in a shake-up from the top six. So, you know, fresh teams who've come into the league and they can set their own systems up, and it takes time for people to get a look at them, and they've had good years before. Don't forget it. When you come up, it doesn't always happen. You get found out. I know a lot of teams get found out straight away, but a lot of teams have their own pattern of play from the division they were in before, and they set that way, and they take a few teams by surprise, and they take a lot of finding out. But, I just landed, no, again, going back to, you know, top six, if they get in the top six as well, it's a good achievement. They've been together a few years now. Like you said, they made Europe the first year. They just missed out on a top six last year and had a disappointing season in the end. They were going okay, but new man now, and since he's been in, he's done a good job. I think they got a bit of a feel-good factor back around the place. And, they'll have a chance, obviously. If they can get a win on the day, they can make the top six, which would be a tremendous achievement for... Ewan and for Landon, no. Like I say, Morg's done a brilliant job. He's taken Landon, no, into Europe. That's a big set of boots to fill, by the way, taking a club like Landon, no, into Europe. So Ewan will know what's on the agenda and what he has to face up to in the next couple of seasons. But if he can do it, it'll be a tremendous job.
Well, he obviously feels the need to do it because he signed himself as a player since we've been away.
Yeah, well, you never know, Mark. He might see something what a lot of us might not see. But I don't see Ewan coming on and making that much of a difference at the moment. But I did speak to him the other day, and he was telling me how much of a tremendous player he was. So he must have had a word with his agent, that his agent has rung the manager up and he signed himself on.
Hey, there's still hope, mate. There's about another 10 or 15 days in the transfer window. He might give you a call next week.
Hey, Ewan, if you're looking for a good team maker at the half-time, son, I'm there.
Well, talking about the players that Llandudno now have, of course, Mark Williams has stayed on and signed on again. And, you know, you're right. There's some sort of impetus there where, you know, the people who we expect to be firing are firing. And, you know, is that real big pressure? Because, look, the guys at Llandudno now have built that club up from a Cymru Alliance side. Well, and further below than that, a Cymru Lions side and up. And of course, we mustn't forget that the current chairman of Llandudno is a big fan of Leicester, and the year that they came up, Leicester did very well. And maybe there's a shades of Leicester in what's happening at Llandudno. They've had a taste of the good time, and now they're absolutely determined that's the way it should be as a regular status.
Why not? Shouldn't that be the way that every football club is run? Everybody, you know, success is vital to everybody. And success for Kevin Druids this season would be getting in the top six. Like I said, it's hard to explain sometimes to people who haven't been involved in the game how hard it is to get into these scenarios. They just look at the 12-team league and they think, oh, it's easy to break into the top six. But don't forget, when you've got to get in that top six, you've got to go and beat your bangers home and maybe away. You've got to go and, you know, play your Connors Keys, you've got to go and play your TNSs. You know, these are all top clubs at this level of football. So to finish in the top six, we said at the start of the season, you could almost, it's like a pin sticker's guide to the national. And I don't think the Druids and Llandudno this season would have been the two vying for the final place. The top five, I think you could have picked before the start, after their impressive debut season last year. They met the other four, almost go in now. You know, your TNS, your Connors Key, your Bala, your Bangor, they almost go in automatically. But then you can mention a few teams below. There's only 12 there, but I just think these two have done really well to get there. And hey, may the best team win on Saturday.
Two quick questions before we leave this game. What's Llandudno's Achilles heel? What's their weakness?
Scoring goals, most probably, unless Mark Williams gets in amongst the act. They don't really. Danny Hughes gets a lot of goals from midfield, and they just need somebody. I can't remember the last time anybody getting, you know, a brace or a treble for Llandudno. Excuse me, you know, if I'm wrong in the last couple of weeks, but I mean a real regular goal scorer whose name is on the sheet. Apart from the first year when they got into Europe, when Mark Williams scored 17, I think they need somebody to start doing that again. And you know, the Mac is capable of doing that. So if he gets on a run again, who's to know? But I just think, regular goal scorer.
And we must remind ourselves that this game is being played at The Rock. Home advantage to the Druids. How much does that count?
I think it just makes shades of favouritism, I think. They're hard to beat. They've been beat, I think, once, maybe twice this season. They were beaten by a good performance by Bangor on Scorio two or three weeks ago. But they're back at The Rock this weekend. That was a good win, by the way, last week. And just to mention as well, I think the lad who scored the goal, I think he was Jamie Davis. He's not bad, and he's one to look for the future. He's come along, he's got plenty of pace about him, and he's starting to score a few goals, right? So he could be, you know, the one to look out for this Saturday. He's got a good diving header against Carmarthen last week, gave him the 3 points to get into this situation, and he, as well as Ashley Ruan, and, you know, Naya Marcin and the likes. Hey, this Jamie Davis is not a bad winger, I tell you, and he looks a good one for the future.
And it's a pretty simple equation for Zander now, isn't it? It's win. That's what you have to do, win.
Well, that's why I think it's going to be a great game. It's a great game for us. You know, it's 5:15 kick-off again. By the way, Mark, great offer from the Druids. £4 or £4 in your posh terms. £4 for any Wrexham season ticket holder and any friends to come along with them. £4 to watch you know, a game which got a lot resting on it. So if you're listening, any Wrexham fans or anybody else, great value for money, and it's bound to be a good game. If one team's got to win to get a chance to play into Europe, or and one team, you know, has to get the point, it's interesting to see which way Hughie Griffiths goes about it. I don't think he'll play for a point. I think he'll play for a win, and Ewan Williams has to play for a win. So entertainment from the first minute, we hope. Can't see a 0-0, by the way.
How much is it in the exec boxes? You only know how you go in the prawn sandwich areas. How much is £4 for the plebs, is it?
Well, it costs me that every week for tea and biscuits for Tommy Morgan, even before we start.
Anyway, there is a little outside opportunity that somebody might burst into this party, mightn't they? Somebody called Barry Town United, because they are on the same amount of points as Llandudno, now, but they are 2 goals less on the goal difference below Llandudno. So there are various mathematical equations which you need to look up on the website, because I'm not bothering our podcast with it. Where Barry, for all that Llandudno now do, Barry could actually still sneak six.
Well, look, that for me is just a testament to how well Barry have done. It's their first season in. They suffered quite a lot with injuries as well, key players. The lad, Cottrell in midfield, Jordan Cottrell, when he's on his game and Barry are playing, he makes them tick and he can open people up. And he's been, I think he's only played 5 or 6 of the 20 games, so he's been a big miss. McLagan, Kane's missed out of a few big games. But all in all, right, Gavin Chesterfield and Barry, for their first year in, if they can finish, you know, 7th, which, don't forget, the top, it's all about the top 6, because you automatically, at just after Christmas, you're not involved in any relegation battle at all. But that's the beauty of this league. If you don't get in Saturday, he knows he'd still like to win Saturday, because the 3 points they could gain this Saturday are all towards coming 7th in the league. And I can, the last team to come 7th and qualify for Europe, I think, I might be wrong, was Bala. And got to Europe, coming 7th. So they still all to play for. There's no dead. I think we said it's exactly the same time last year. There's no dead rubbers. So Chesterfield will look at Saturday's game. He'll hope to win. He'll hope that a miracle could happen. But he'll also know that if he can get a point or three from Saturday's game, that's just well on their way to trying to win 7th place in the bottom half of the league.
Well, you say no dead rubbers. I mean, there's certainly nobody else apart from those three, well, two, technically three, fighting for that 6th spot. But everybody else will have their reason to get some points this weekend. And let's go down to the basement. And while we were away, Jonah, somebody stole Carmarthen and replaced them with players that won games. Have we reported this to David Powers Police yet?
Yeah, listen, they done well. Of course, we didn't do a podcast over the Christmas. Well done to the Carmarthen lads. You know, they've obviously got their heads on a block and they knew they were in trouble. And we said, mind on the last podcast, didn't we, that if they could get a couple of wins, 7 points out of 9, they would be back in a scrap. And they're back in a scrap. You know, they got loads of experience there. The manager, as we said before, is experienced, plenty of experience. And as from this Saturday, before the Saturday's game, there's 33 points to play for. You take 18 out of them 33 and they won't be far off safety. Yeah, they're 5 or 6 points adrift at the moment, but 18 points out of 30. Somebody will have a bad run. Somebody else will have two teams will have a bad run, and they're still in the mix so far. When it gets down to about the last five games and you're 10 points adrift, you know, that's the time to pull the curtains over, but not yet. And they proved the spirit in their camp. Two wins over the Christmas against a much improved Aberystwyth, who played really well last Saturday against the Mets. So, yeah, I think there's still life in the old gold yet.
And, of course, we mustn't forget that Aberystwyth have been nicking some points over the festive period. They beat Prestatyn, which has now sucked Prestatyn the wrong side of the line. And you're looking at the bottom four. You see Newtown, Aberystwyth, Prestatyn and Carmarthen, all, you know, perfectly catchable with each other. I mean, some people may say, oh, you know, Carmarthen Town have got 12 points and Newtown have got 21. They're not in the same argument. But they are at this present moment in time, because you've mentioned the 33 points that are coming that way. But what we also must, of course, say then is Newtown are past masters of pulling away at the right moment. So are Aberystwyth past masters. And really, there's an element of Prestatyn and Carmarthen probably have to work twice as hard now.
Yeah, I think we all realise that, but you can't be Houdini forever, can you? It's going to catch you out sometimes, so, you know, are you always going to get that good run at the end of the season? Prestatyn, most probably one of the younger teams in the league, will they have learned a lot more about it by now, and will they come good towards the end of the season? I don't think they'll struggle for numbers or fitness. So it really is, you know, it's very, very tough. But I'm just putting my manager's head on, right, or my chairman's head on, or secretary, or, you know, a real staunch supporter, right? It's easy for us to talk, right, because we're making a podcast, we do a bit of writing about it, we do a bit of everything else about it, right? But to the people who count, they know, right, when, if they're in that bottom six and they're about 6 or 7 points from the bottom, they're still in the dogfight. They know exactly. Until they get that safety number, everybody talks about the English Premier League with the 40 points, right? Well, there's not a lot of difference with the 30 points in the Welsh Premier League. Once you get that 30 points, you can almost start to smile. But until you can, there's no safety catch until you get it.
Now, let's quickly zoom up the other side of the table. There's two interesting points for me. We have seen Ballers resurgent, and they've got themselves now in fourth place and certainly nipping at Bangor's heels, and a couple of games on, they might be nipping at the Nomads' heels again. But you know my little bête noire about all of this, goal difference. I love a bit of goal difference. And you look at Ballers' goal difference, -4, and the teams around them, Cardiff Met below them, 1 point off with 17-plus goal difference, and Bangor with 13-plus goal difference. And it shows to me that if Ballers are going shopping in the transfer window, maybe they need something more up front, which is a bit odd because Venables has been doing all right, hasn't he?
Yeah, but you're exactly right, though, because I think at this stage last year, they would have had two scorers in double figures. I don't think they have anybody in double figures yet. And by now, you know, the Met, we did them on Saturday. Elliot Evans with 11, Rosgrove, who's missed the last five games or four games, with 9. So there's 20 goals between two strikers in. That's why they're up there. So Caden obviously needs, Colin, I'll tell you himself, right? It's great. You need to have somebody getting 15, 16, 17. If you get, we said the same thing last year about the lad at Newtown who's going on to play, you know, really, really well now in supposedly a higher league and score plenty. You need your 9. To get goals for you to take you to the higher into Europe, and that's exactly what he'll need. Somebody now to score 10 or 12 in the last 11 or 10 games, right, could almost secure any of these teams European football.
Did we not mention in Jason Oswell, because we don't talk about people who leave us, or did you just forget his name?
No, because I'm just watching Manchester City as well. While I'm Manchester City and Bristol City, it's a penalty after 43 minutes. And it's to Bristol City. Do you want to hang on a minute?
No, I don't want to hang on a minute. I want you to concentrate on proper football.
It's in 1-0 to Bristol City, by the way. Thanks.
Yeah, well, that'll be brilliant on a podcast when people listen to it 4 days later. Final point about the top of the table. Look, here we go. New Saints, 50 points. Goal difference of 35. Connors Key next to him with 9 points and 17. The dream's gone, isn't it? We're not going to have anybody catching them up now.
I think it's been a much better title race, Mac. You know, it's much better title race. The Newtown result we thought might put the cat amongst the pigeons and get them on their heels again. But they're thorough champions, aren't they? They come back really well again, and they've won their last two games since. And they're going to be the team to catch. Can anybody, while they're playing in the Iron Brew and while they're playing in the League Cup final, can anybody win three or four games in a row and put a bit of pressure on them? That's what you've got to do first of all. Either Connors Key, either Bangor, Ballot or Cardiff Met, one of them now need to go on a five-game maximum haul to put any sort of pressure on the champions.
Well, it's a busy Saturday and it looks like this. You are doing, of course, a Scotia game at 5:15. They're all 5:15 kickoffs, of course. Druids against Llandud. No, the other games are Aberystwyth against Nomads, Barry against Bala, Carmarthen against Cardiff Met, Newtown against Prestatyn, and the New Saints are hosting Bangor. And then you talk about Bangor going on a haul. You know, the sideshow of that weekend, Jonah, might be if Bangor can again beat the Saints, but this time at Park Hall.
Yeah, I think they're the one team who don't mind playing anywhere, you know, Bangor, and they always fancy themselves in every game. Will there be signings at Bangor? Usually are this time of the season, so it'd be interesting to see. But after winning the first game 5-2, wasn't it, against TNS at home at the Bangor University Stadium, it'd be very interesting, a fly on the wall in a TNS changing room before this game. I'm sure revenge would be sweet, and it'll be a tough game, but on their day, Bangor can compete with anybody, we know that.
Well, next week we will talk about all of those games and look forward to phase two. We'll, of course, also look forward to the Nathaniel MG Cup final involving involving the New Saints and Cardiff Met. We will also be talking about other things, but at the moment, Jonah's more concerned about Bristol City. Say goodbye, Jonah.
All the best, Mark, and good luck to both teams, Druids and Llandud no Saturday, and Barry Town. Still in the mix, anything can happen.